this is back here where the horse is pulled,
mm-hmm.
and the other one is up here at the other end.
Near the front, near his head.
Yeah. And it goes across, and it's got, instead of having them hooks,
uh-huh.
it's got a ring in each end, and a chain about this long goes through there, and it hooks in here and here on the horse's shoulder, on the harness, you know, on the horse.
So the one near his head would be called the, what would you call the one near his
Read
head?
Read them off again.
You said double tree or swingle tree?
Double tree.
Okay. All right. If a man had a load of wood in his wagon and he was driving along, you say he was doing what?
Hauling wood.
Suppose there was a big log across the road. You'd say, I tied a rope to it and did what to it?
Right.
If you wanted to get it out of the way, what would you say you did to it?
Dragged it out.
All right. What do you break the ground with in the springtime?
Turn and plow.
And after you've plowed, what do you use to break the ground up even finer?
Disc it.
Alright, and what is it that the wheels of a wagon fit onto? What is that long?
Axle.
Alright. What do you call the X-shaped frame you lay a log across to chop it into stove lengths? That again. What would you call the X-shaped frame?
Saw rack.
And what did you call the A-frame that you might use to lay boards across to make a table, say, for a church supper? It's shaped kind of like an A. The table part might be shaped like an A. That may not be anything that's familiar to you.
It's not.
If you straightened your hair with a comb, you might also use another instrument. So you might say you straighten your hair with a comb and a
brush.
Alright. You sharpen a straight razor on a leather
strap.
What do you put in a revolver?
Bullet.
And a plank laid over a trestle for children to play on might be called a what?
Walk.
Well, the kind that goes up and down.
Seesaw.
Right, alright. What would you call a limber plank fixed on both ends that children used to jump up and down on? Did you ever do that or see that when you were growing up?
Yeah, but not for that hard at all.
What kind of board would it be?
Jump board.
Okay. There might be a plank that is anchored in the middle to a post or a stump. Children get on each end and spin around on it. What would you call that?
Merry-go-round.
All right. When you tie a long rope to a tree limb and put a seat on it so that children can go back and forth, you're making a what?
Swing.
Okay. Those children that we mentioned a minute ago who were going back and forth or around on the homemade instrument?
Merry-go-round.
Right. What would you call that when they're going around?
Spinning.
If they were on one of those, what do you call the seesaw or whatever it was a minute ago?
Mm-hmm.
What would you call that? You'd say they were doing what? If they were on a seesaw, they
going
are...
Going up and down.
What? Use one word to describe that. If they're on a seesaw, they are doing what?
Seesawing.
Okay. All right, let's talk for a minute about stoves and things like that. What would you carry coal in?
A coal bucket.
Uh-huh. And what runs from the stove to the chimney in your house back then?
Stove pipe.
A small vehicle to carry bricks or other heavy things with a little wheel in front and two handles to push it by might be called what?
Wheelbarrow.
And what did you use?